it can rightly be said that there is a Pope of Purgatory. Now, Pope St. Gregory the Great wrote this amazing book called The Dialogues of St. Gregory the Great, 4 books containing many miracles that he witnessed and saw, and in the last book especially talking about stories of purgatory. It's from this book that we get the tradition of Gregorian Masses, and we need to know first what Gregorian Masses are and the original story from the original source that gives us this tradition. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so there. Buy me a coffee. Let's get right into it. So first, what are Gregorian Masses? So we will know that as 30 consecutive Masses offered for the souls in purgatory. Now, you typically go to a religious community or to a priest, and they have to be consecutive. The reason for them being consecutive is you don't want the soul in purgatory to wait. And then you offer this for someone who has died. These are not offered for someone who is living. It's specifically for the deceased. There are at least 2 religious communities that I'm aware of that offer this, the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. You have to specifically request through their website. It's a little bit hard to find, but if you look, you will find it, as well as the Pious Union of St. Joseph. There are other religious communities, or you can speak with a priest and you say, here is a donation for these 30 consecutive Masses. Now, usually when you read about this online, you get a summarized story. I'm giving you from the authentic original material, the direct source. The book is called The Dialogues of St. Gregory the Great. The translations are never very good. The translations are usually like Old English. I got this one on Kindle for $1.99, so it's great. We're going to start halfway through the story because it's a little bit long, and it's essentially the story of a greedy monk who is close to death and what happens. So let's go. And this is St. Gregory speaking. Your money be with you to perdition, and so put earth upon him. And either of which things my mind and desire was, both to help him that was leaving the world, and also to edify the monks yet remaining behind, that both grief of death might make him pardonable for his sin, and such a severe sentence against avarice might terrify and preserve them from like offense, both which by God's goodness fell out accordingly. For when the foresaid monk came to die and carefully desired to be commended to the devotions of his brethren, and yet none of them did either visit him or so much as speak to him, his brother Coposius told him for what cause they had all given him over, at which words he straightway sighed for his sin, and in that sorrow gave up the ghost. After his death he was buried in that manner as I had given in commandment, by which fact all the monks were so terrified that they began each one to seek out the least and the basest things in their cells, and which by the rule they might lawfully keep, and very much they feared lest something they had for which they might be blamed. 30 days after his departure I began to take compassion upon him, and with great grief to think of his punishment and what means there was to help him. Whereupon I called again for Protiasis, prior of my monastery, and with a heavy heart spoke thus to him, It is now a good while since that our brother which is departed remaineth in the torments of fire, and therefore we shall show him some charity and labor, what we may to procure his delivery. Wherefore go your way, and see that for 30 days following the sacrifice be offered for him, so that no one day pass in which for his absolution and discharge the healthful sacrifice be not offered. Who forthwith departed and put my commandment into execution. In the meantime, my mind being busied about other affairs, so that I took no heed to the days how they passed, upon a certain night, the same monk that was dead appeared to his brother Copiusus, who seeing him inquired of his state in this manner, What is the matter, brother, and how is it with you? To whom he answered thus, Hitherto have I been in bad case, but now I am well. For this day have I received the communion. With which news, Copiusus straightways came to the monastery, told the monks, and they diligently counting the days, found it to be that in which the 30th sacrifice was offered for his soul. And so, though neither Copiusus knew what the monks had done for him, nor they what he had seen concerning the state of his brother, yet at one and the same time both he knew what they had done, and they what he had seen. And so the sacrifice and vision agreeing together apparent it was that the dead monk was by the holy sacrifice delivered from his pains. Amazing. So that was essentially a tradition instituted by St. Gregory the Great. That was the first time that they had done anything like that, 30 consecutive masses. Now, it is not necessarily the case that if you offer Gregorian masses for your beloved dead, that they will be delivered. It depends on the way that they live their life. For instance, it depends on if we had a devotion to the mass, if we attended mass, if we were generous to the souls in purgatory and to others. That disposes us more openly to receiving this grace for us after we die. So therefore, I recommend to you for your beloved ones to offer this. Now, typically, because a donation request is anywhere from $5 to $10 per mass, which is really nothing, the total donation that you give for Gregorian masses would be $300, which can be a lot for some of you. So please offer this for those that you particularly love or for any that you want to show a special charity. Remember, the more generous you are offering this to the souls in purgatory, the more you will receive when you die. If you want to hear more amazing stories about purgatory, check out the book, The Dialogues of St. Gregory the Great, and I will definitely come back to this to share more videos in the future. I will see you in the next one.